Well, hello there, big boy. Shit. I mean, wait a second. Let me just check the room number. 946. 946. Yeah, definitely here. And you're definitely the guy who I was booked to. Yeah. I'm Ruby. This is awkward. Can I come in rather than just standing here dressed like this? Jeez, okay. No, I know you didn't know it was your daughter's BFF. I mean, my face was blurred on the agency website. I was listed as Ruby, the sexy, adventurous, open-minded college girl, instead of my real profile. Oh, no, hold up. Anna didn't have anything to do with this, okay? Your daughter isn't working as an escort, too, is what I mean. She knows what I'm doing, but that's it. Look, don't panic. I can just call the agency right now and they'll send someone else. And then we can forget this ever happened. It'll take an hour or two, but I'm sure Brooke or Freya will be free. I mean, we're both adults. No need to make this awkward. Huh? Okay, thanks. I'll just sit down, get my breath back. So, right. Yeah, your daughter's roommate is really an escort. And her dad hired an escort. Not that that's a bad thing. I mean, it's not like you're married to Anna's mom anymore, and even if you were, it'd be none of my business. I mean, I'm not here to judge or shame you. Unless you're into that sort of thing, and oh, jeez, I'm rambling. Why? Well, it's just a side gig I've got going for about 3 months now. Nobody made me. I knew what I was getting into. Make a bit of money on the side, you know? I mean, compared to doing some shitty work placement. Working in a bar for almost nothing an hour, or delivering pizzas all over town. This wasn't such a bad alternative. Aw, the big strong man's getting all protective. Hey, maybe I was just a girl back when we last met, before Anna and I went off to college. But I'm an adult now. Look, the agency takes on all the risks. Officially, I'm just here to provide some company, and if anything else happens between me and you, between me and the client, that's entirely spontaneous and not something that I was getting paid for, so I'm in the clear. They filter out the creeps and weirdos, they blacklist anyone who doesn't treat a girl right, and just make sure we stay safe. And I still get enough money to make it feel like a great deal. It's funny, you know. I thought after I'd met my first client, I guess I was expecting to start feeling dirty, but I never did. I'd given him something he wanted, he gave me something I wanted, and we both had fun. Plus, it was kind of nice to be pampered a bit. Made to feel like the most beautiful girl in the world. Good for the ego, you know? And it's kind of fun to have, I don't know, a secret identity. By day, she's a cute chemical engineering student who usually has her head buried in a book. But by night, she's Ruby, the sex bomb that men pay hundreds for. And my fellow students don't know. My professors don't know. I think Anna's the only one I've told. It's fun to have a sexy, naughty little secret. I mean, Ruby is still kind of me. Just me with the volume turned up a little. A little bit less self-censoring. Less nervous about flaunting herself. So, are you feeling better now? Not worrying about corrupting some poor innocent girl? And I thought that's what you wanted when you asked for Ruby. Hey, can I be honest? Real talk, this isn't Ruby talking here and flattering the clients to get some tips. It's me talking, your daughter's friend. Anna told me some bits and pieces about how you've been kind of lonely since the divorce. So I totally get why you'd hire an escort for some no-strings fun. No expectations, no needing to jump through hoops or rigged online dating BS, no worrying about the second date, nothing complicated. Just forget about it all for a few hours. Have a quick fling, quick bit of fun. Then we both go back to our normal lives, right? And you're not bad looking, you know. Yeah, I notice. There might have been one or two times when I looked at Anna's dad and thought, yeah, I probably would. Just idle thoughts, nothing serious. What I'm saying is, I'm totally up for this. So, there's your phone. Are you going to call the agency? Tell them that there's been a misunderstanding. Nobody's fault. Sorry for the inconvenience, and have them call another girl. Or stick with what you've got. Your call. Anna will never know. It'll be our little secret. That's a good choice. Yes, you put that phone to one side. Now, why don't you get my present ready? While I just nip into the hotel bathroom, let the agency know I arrived okay, and slip into something a bit less comfortable. I'm ready. Close your eyes. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to ask. What do you want me to call you? By your own name or sir? Or if you want to be really naughty, Daddy? Okay. Yeah, I guess Daddy might feel a little bit funny now. So, open your eyes, sir. Ta-da! Oh, yeah. That's the reaction I was hoping for. I bet when I came to your place, dressed like a total tomboy in a baggy t-shirt, leather jacket, and low-riding jeans, you never guessed I looked like this underneath, did you? So, you think this suits me? A tight little black dress with the plunging neckline going right down to my belly button, gold belt, and a skirt just short enough so that you can see the tops of my stockings. And I'm not wearing anything underneath it. I'll take that look as a yes. Don't forget to blink, you'll dry your eyes out. Now then, sir, what do you want to do? Ask for anything, even stuff that wasn't listed on my profile. You'd never have guessed that I'd do half of that. I know. There's a lot of things I'd never have considered if it was normal me. But Ruby? Well, that girl's a total slut. She'll try anything once. Aw, are you having a hard time deciding how you want me, sir? While you're choosing, let me just put on a bit of music from my phone. And maybe give you a lap dance. Oh, yeah. You're so hard for me. I can feel it. Let's just grind on that bulge. Yeah. Do you like how that skirt's riding up? Yeah. Get an eyeful. Let's lean back. Give you a look down the dress. Just let me loosen the halter neck. There. Come here. Come on, pull that dress down and get those hands on my tits. Yeah, I'm not just your daughter's moody tomboy friend anymore. Tonight, I'm your whore. Does that get you worked up? Calling myself that. I felt that twitch. No need to be embarrassed if you do. This is my secret identity, remember? It gets Ruby so hot when men want her so bad they'll pay for her. And she loves it when it's like this. When she's grinding on the dick of her client like a lap dancer. Getting him rock hard. Tits spilling out of her dress. She feels so sexy and desirable. So, sir, why don't you show me your hidden side? Come on, use me. Yeah, squeeze my tits. Hold on. Lift them out of my dress. Yeah, say it. Say how bad you want to fuck me. Okay. Lifting me up and carrying me to the bed gets the message across. Oh, you are strong. Are you doing a striptease now? Oh, yeah, come on. Get those clothes off. Hey, throw me my handbag. I need to find a condom if we're gonna... Okay. It can... Wait a minute if you're gonna go down there. Oh, yeah, get my skirt up. See? Oh, I told you I wasn't wearing anything underneath. Oh, you're really burying your face in there. Yeah, I'd normally break out the lube about now, but I don't think I'm gonna need it tonight. Hey, you think you're the only one who enjoys being naughty? Yes, yes, a little further up, and yes, like there, oh my god, yes, 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 oh, yes, sir, please, oh, eat my pussy, oh, I'm such a greedy little slut, oh, I can't wait, Oh, yes, right there. Oh, your fingers. Oh, another. Put another one in. Oh, yes. Oh, that's better than I imagined. Oh, yeah, I imagined when I came over to your place. I imagined a lot. Why? Keep going. Keep going. Eat that pussy. Oh, wow. Wow, you're gonna make me. Oh, yes. A whore feel like a lady. Not many clients make that sort of effort. Yeah, I mean all the other men who paid for me. Are you getting jealous, sir? Think you can do a better job than all of them? But hey, it's my turn now. Get on that damn bed. Look at me. Don't you dare take your eyes off of me. Your daughter's friend is taking hold of your cock, licking it up and down. Tell me. Tell me what a dirty slut I am. And let me just run my tongue around it. Right before I I can't believe I missed out on this for so long. Oh, yeah, pass my handbag. I gotta get a condom on this bad boy before I get carried away and stick it in raw. You wouldn't want to knock up your daughter's friend, would you? How do you want it, sir? Want me to ride you with my dress around my waist and my tits bouncing? You're the boss. Yeah, just guide it in. Yes. Yeah, just ride that cock. You're in so deep. Yeah, you like the sight? My tits bouncing and my hips gyrating. Oh, Anna doesn't know why I like going to the gym so often, but it's so I can get reactions like this. Yeah, harder. That's it. Make me bounce. Grabbing my wrists. You like it when you can just pull me right down onto your cock. Yes. Yes, that feels so good. Yeah, keep thrusting up like that. Keep fucking me. Oh, weren't expecting this, were you? Weren't expecting to be fucking your daughter's friend. Oh, look at that. Now I've got your arms pinned onto the bed. Oh, come on. You gonna let a little girl like me take charge? Oh, come on. Show me who's the boss and who's his slut. Yes, that's it. Yeah, just throw my hands off, grab my hips. Oh, yes. You're really going for it. Wow. Oh, yes. Pull me down. Fuck. Oh, I need to. I mean, please. Please, can I rub myself, sir? I'm nearly there. I'm nearly gonna. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just like that. Keep lifting me up and pulling me down onto that beautiful cock. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, I'm gonna. I'm coming again. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, let me down. I'm gonna faint. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was good. No. I'm fine. I just needed to. Phew. Seriously. Why the fuck would your wife have divorced this? Oh, hey, get that condom off and straddle me. Maybe I will be using that lube after all. Get my hands nice and slippery. Yeah, let's get both hands around that cock. Oh, you want to come all over me, huh? You want to mark me as your woman? Oh, let's get it pumping then. Oh, come on. Thrust your hips. Oh, feels good. Slipping through my hands. Yeah? Oh, come on. Give it to me, sir. I can see you're nearly there. Come on. Come all over your whore. All over her tits and her belly and her chin. Yeah, nearly there. Yes, you ready to come? Oh, come on, please. I need it so bad. Come for me. Let it out, please. Please. Oh, yes. Oh, you're still. Oh, yeah. Look at what a mess you've made of me. Been saving it up. Oh, man. That was even more fun than usual. I'm serious. Ruby had such a fun time being treated like a slut. And I had a fun time, too. Just think, afterwards, I'm going to go back to the dorm. Anna's going to ask me how my evening went. And I'm going to tell her it was the best fuck of my life. And she'll never even know who it was with. And to think, we're still less than halfway through the appointment. But let's take a break. I need to clean up. Unless you'd rather we order room service now and have me greet the waiter like this, half naked, covered in your cum. Hey, what can I say? I told you Ruby was a total slut. But seriously, I'm going to take a shower now. Want to join me? Mm.